Care. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News. As Tropical Storm Ian approaches the U.S., Florida residents are making preparations for the strong winds and heavy rain in the coming days. Ian is expected to intensify into a hurricane on Monday before striking western Cuba. Fox's Charles Watson has the details from Isla Merida, Florida.
People do seem to be heeding advice from state and local officials to stay vigilant and to stay prepared. We're seeing plenty of folks throughout the state making stops at hardware stores to get essentials like plywood so they can board up windows and doors to protect their properties. People are snatching up batteries and, of course, lots of generators in case they lose power. We're also seeing water go really quickly at supermarkets. A lot of shelves are empty, and folks can expect supplies to go even quicker as Ian comes closer to Florida.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis has issued a state of emergency. Meanwhile, post-tropical cyclone Fiona wreaking havoc on eastern Canada Saturday. Hundreds of thousands of people there still have no power. Officials said they found a woman's body that was swept into the sea, Canadian troops helping with the recovery effort. In a pre-taped interview airing on CBS's Face the Nation, Ukrainian President Zelensky discusses, through a translator, what actions Russian forces take on Ukrainians who refuse to vote in the referendums. Russia holding referendums regarding whether areas in Russian-controlled territories of Ukraine should join Russia.
Those people who don't come to referendum, Russians can turn off their electricity and won't give them an opportunity to live a normal human life. They force people, they throw them in prisons.
Partial results from Italy's early elections Sunday suggest that right-wing candidate Giorgia Meloni will become the next prime minister, the first woman in the country's history to do so. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Body cam footage shows police arresting 27-year-old Andrew Geigerich, the on-again, off-again boyfriend of Georgia mom Debbie Collier's daughter, Amanda Bearden. Collier was found dead last month after wiring Bearden money. Fox's Christina Coleman has the report.
Both Bearden and Geigerich have not been named as suspects in Collier's death investigation, but they both have extensive criminal records involving drug-related charges and other criminal offenses. Geigerich has received probation for domestic battery involving Bearden, and Bearden's rap sheet includes multiple domestic violence cases involving other men. They arrested Geigerich last September outside of Bearden's home for violating a restraining order. Police say Bearden's mom, 59-year-old Debbie Collier, was found dead at the bottom of an embankment on September 11th.
Despite the latest Fox News poll that shows Democrats with a 3-point advantage over Republicans in the generic congressional ballot, Republican New Hampshire Governor Chris Sununu tells Sunday Night in America with Trey Gowdy that his party's messaging resonates with voters.
Right now, even nationally, we are talking about the right issues. Inflation, gas prices, electricity rates, these things that are really hitting people in the pocketbook, and it hits every single family. Democrats can talk about social issues and all of that sort of thing. We're talking about, as Republicans in the Republican Party, what matters to individuals.
The star of next year's Super Bowl halftime show announced Sunday.
Rihanna will take the stage during the big game.
Please don't stop the music.
The Grammy-winning superstar taking to social media Sunday to announce she'll be headlining the Super Bowl 57 halftime show set for February 12th at State Farm Stadium in Arizona. Rihanna is signed to Roc Nation, Jay-Z's entertainment agency, which will produce the halftime show for the NFL once again. Rihanna was offered the Super Bowl halftime stage in 2020, but turned down the offer in a decision to show solidarity with Colin Kaepernick.
That's Fox's Matt Napolitano. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.